twofold. Therefore, you too. And I said, listen, don't do that. Let me tell you, there are some people, when they look at you, they know what you're thinking and why you are thinking like that and how they could change you. They don't change. Why? They don't have the right. It's your choice. They will suggest it only to you. The story started like this, remember? He said, oh, not that they know what you're thinking, they know how you were thinking last year. Oh, let me tell you, at the last step of exaggeration, said, even before you were born, they know you. He's going to that meaning that, remember, all of this I'm explaining because of that, for you to understand that there is no privacy. You cannot hide anything. Yes, you cannot hide it from me. Okay? When you go, you're trying to go out, there is a machine over there that will beep. That's how it is. Means your cheating is open. It depends if the machine is there or the guy, the control fellow, is there or not. That's the reaction. But the main thing is the problem is yours. Here, he says, okay, let's go that to that, go back to that story. And okay, this guy said, oh, a guy will come from Kharagan, he's like this, blah, blah, blah. He's even better than me. When he died, the second guy comes. Let's go to that story. Yes.
How Sheikh Abul Hasan, may God be well pleased with him, heard Bayazid's announcement of his coming into existence and of what should happen to him. It came to pass just as he had said. Abul Hasan heard from the people that Hasan will be my disciple and my true follower and will receive lessons from my tomb at every dawn. He said, I have also seen him in a dream and have heard this from the spirit of the Sheikh.
What it means in a dream? Do you remember book one, second paragraph? It said, let go of this brain of you and this soul. Let's go to the sleep station. Then you will see that over there you see something, you talk even, and you listen to something. And your brain is not working, you're asleep. Then let go of that, let go to imagination and the real understanding of non-existence, right? Here, he will remind you that listen, when the guy came in, they told him that, oh, Rasan was talking about you. He said, yeah, I have seen him in my dream, because my dream is all my belief, my imagination, my wishes, all is the deep down in my dreams. Yes?
Every dawn he would set his face towards the grave and stand in attention till the forenoon. And either the apparition of the Sheikh would come to him, or without anything spoken, his difficulty would be solved.
Mm-hmm. So, when he hears that, where was he living in? Because it was in my dream. I'm not Pharaoh. So, every day, early in the morning, he will go to that tomb and will stay there. What will happen? He said, two things could happen. One, the example of Sheikh will appear. The second is, nothing happens. His problem will be solved somehow within, without even that presentation. Yes.
Till one day, he came auspiciously. The graves were covered with new fallen snow. He saw the snows wreath on wreath like.
Really impossible to imagine. Because Kharagan doesn't have the snow. It rains, yes, but it's a hot place. It doesn't. But in our story, There's so many snow. Have you seen the cemeteries? There is always a plaque, right? Bigger you are, the bigger it stands up. So even if 1 meter of snow is there, you could find the tombs. But in our example, no. Mm-hmm. He will come out and the snow had made the tomb disappear. Yes.
He saw the snows wreath on wreath like flags, mound on mound, and his soul was grieved. From the shrine of the living sheikh came to him a cry, "Hark, I call thee that thou mayest run to me. Hey, come quickly in this direction towards my voice. If the world is snow, do not turn thy face away from me." From that day, his state became excellent, and he saw those wondrous things which at first he was hearing.
That vision we are talking about, it happens in a special day. And especially will come, and the thing is covered with the snow. So he goes sad. Suddenly the voice comes out from nowhere. We talked about this before several times. When you're thirsty, the water is calling you. Here, he's thirsty. And that soul knows it. So he'll say, "Hey, I told you, come here and I will help you. Don't worry about the snow and stuff like that." And this changed him because he realized that, oh my God, how stupid I was. Every single day I was coming here and I was trying to communicate with him. I forgot that he is not in this dimension being limited for communication. He will communicate no matter how. This is like we talked about the prayer. Do you remember? We said the acceptance of the prayer comes within you. You will feel it because that's the heart. Feeling, not understanding. Here, suddenly, his vision is opened. Whatever he was trying to hear and all that, now is obviously out there. Why? Because he understood that. Okay, I'm promised to be the boss. Even he said, "I'm better than him." Then what? Arrogant? Then what do I miss? I miss something. I'm in this prison, he's not. So I'm worried about the physical location here. This is one point, that don't think about the physical. Because, okay, life will be very simple. You live single with no communications and stuff like that. So nobody knows you, how silly you are. Because you think that they have to see you, talk to you, to know you. I told you before even you being born, they know you. Because I'm talking about knowledge, not information. This is what it is all about. Yes?
How the slave wrote another letter to the king when he received no reply to the first letter. Mm. That evil thinking one wrote another letter full of vituperation and clamor and loud complaint.
Mm. Do you remember the first letters? Was compliments and everything good and good and good. Well, he didn't succeed, now he's swearing at them. Yes.
He said, "I wrote a letter to the king. Oh, I wonder if it arrived there and found its way." The fair cheat read that second one also, and as before, he gave no reply and kept silence. The king was withholding all favor from him. He repeated the letter 5 times. "After all," said the chamberlain, "he is your slave. If you write a reply to him, 'tis fitting. What diminution of your sovereignty will occur if you cast looks on your slave and servant.
Okay. Before going to the second step, the first step is saying that, okay, I wrote so many letters. One happened like this, one happened like that, and one, he really looked at the letter, but, okay, خوشک می آورد او را شهریار. This could not be translated. This is Rumi's time. And in Rumi's time, the bathroom, how is the bathroom? In Rumi's time. In your bedroom? In your house? No, it's outside. Okay. And there are ceremonies over there. The best treat they give you is biar khosh. Somebody will call. When you finish, you wash yourself, you have a wet stuff, and you want to go out, right? Okay, you go out, it's not tempered. And you have to walk and wash your feet and receive some new towels to dry yourself. Okay, if you're an old guy or a famous guy or so an important one, before you go out, one of these workers will shout and they bring those dry towels at the door for you. To do what? To be sure that you get out. Yeah, actually they're kicking you out. Here, he will say, the king was doing this. Somehow they get out of here. But there is this hajab. The guy who is there, you call it what? The hajab will be butler, something like that. The butler said, oh my king, it's even fair if you answer him, because you lose nothing. Just do the favor. Yes.
He said,
that question is for this answer. That was it. Because now Rumi will say, okay, now listen to this. Yes.
He said, this is easy, but he is a fool. A foolish man is foul and rejected of God.
Yeah. It's not fool, the word is a little bit different. It's stupid more than fool. And he will say, the king will say, you know what? It's stupid. Before he said it, he said he's stupid, and the stupid people, they are not worthy to receive answer. Don't say anything to them because they are stupid. Here, he will say, you know what? That stupid fellow, first is ugly. The second one is, Hap will refuse him. That's why I don't like the fellow. Okay, you remind me of me being kind and blah, blah, but why should I help that stupid one? Yes?
Though I pardon his sin and fault, his disease will infect me also.
This is something that you never even think about. When you read this story, have you ever thought that, okay, if this king will give him something, he will be ruined. That disease will go in him. Did you thought of that? Is that the case? Let's hear it again. That butler was saying what? That he is your slave and you will lose nothing because he is your slave, and just look at him, is what? All the compliments to become arrogant. For this, that could happen, that, because he actually wrote me good letters and stuff like that. Now, if I pay him something, that will sink in me. So next time, I'm waiting for compliment to look at someone. Doing wrong thing will make you sick. Even in this story, even this king, which has nothing to lose, no, it has. This is what this coming together is about. We have all problems. The point is, You cannot understand the problem.